Hey, what's up? I'm Vanessa.
I'm Mary.
I'm Gillian.
I'm Rivka, and this is the very latest episode of the Fufu and Ibs podcast.
Your go-to place for relatable content for the African diaspora down under.
The blacker the podcast, the sweeter the bands.
3, 2, 1.
Although we've come to the end of the road, still I can't let it go.
Come on now.
It's so natural. You belong to me. I belong to you.
Boy!
You guys want me to keep going?
Yes. Boys, you know, I love them, man. I love them.
I think I don't know by now. This is our last.
We done.
Gang.
We done.
I'm out. We out.
Let's do this properly. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Officially decided to retire.
Yes, we've come to the end of the road.
We literally have. We're hanging up our jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's just time for us.
The time has come.
We're at different life stages.
Bowing out gracefully, you know.
Yeah.
It's been a great ride.
An amazing ride. It's actually been an amazing ride.
More than I expected.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, we've been at this for 4 years. I've been saying 2 years this whole time.
I still say 2 years. And then I
just calculate it with my child's age.
And then I'm like, that's it.
You know. Right?
And to be honest, I mean, add in the freaking 1 year we stalled.
Yeah. Was it 1 year that we stalled? When we started. Yeah.
We stalled for an entire year.
Yeah.
We've peaced out, babes. I'm choosing self-care and love, self-love.
We're really at peace with this. There hasn't been any fallout.
No.
Nothing like that. Like, we literally just like...
Ain't
nobody got time for this.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
You guys are being very honest.
Do you know what? When we decided this, which is not yesterday, it was a little while ago, I think we all mentally exited.
Yeah.
And
I think we mentally exited in 2023 at the beginning.
I think we all kind of had an agreement
that this year we were going to
go hard and try and make some of those things
and
that we wanted to happen.
And maybe wind down next year. Mm. But you know what? It's all or nothing, babe. You know what I mean?
We've really put out all.
We have. It's very obvious that we've put in all. Like, we've had events, we've done things.
Behind the scenes, guys.
It's a lot. No one will ever know how much work it is until you actually do it.
Like, and that's why we see so many. They start, and then after 1-2 episodes, it's like everyone. Exactly. And that's with you and your girlfriend.
Seriously.
This is four other people with whole ass kids, husbands, lives. Like, no.
And you'd even think that because there's four of us, it should be easier. But it is.
We need a team. Like, because the thing is, at the point that we've gotten to, it would have been ideal if we wanted to continue. We couldn't go on working full time.
Mm.
Yeah. So it'd have to have been like a full-time thing.
Gig.
But do we have that kind of money?
No.
Will Australia even pay us that kind of money?
No.
We know we're a niche. We know that.
And for us, obviously, the podcast was literally just one part of it.
It's probably the tiniest part.
Project management, auditing, and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just a lot.
Event management, coordination, project management.
It's a lot.
All the jobs.
I should put on my CV at this point.
Seriously, at this point, like, it's a lot.
We really placed a high value and prioritized community.
For everything. For sure.
I mean, hopefully that's evident.
It is more than evident.
And like, we did something that we feel like is unprecedented in Sydney.
100%. You know,
like, with our events. And I mean, our first collaboration was with Nike, babe. I mean, what can you...
And it was really hard to top. To be honest, it's like, where do we go from here?
I'm like, what did you now, Cotton On? Like,
shout out to Cotton On.
Like, where do we go?
Yeah, it's Nike, babe.
Hey,
and JD. Like,
there's actually nothing.
Event here, event in Melbourne. What? Come on, now.
That was a beautiful event too.
We cannot complain.
We can't.
Actually, we do complain, but about the workload. But in terms of what we've achieved, I think
we should be so proud of it.
I'm really proud of what we've done, and I'm like not. Yeah. Do you guys want to go into the story of how we came to the decision, or are we keeping that private?
I don't know. Not to you.
Oh, okay, cool. So when I was in New Zealand, I solo traveled this year, and I did a lot of soul searching. And I was like, you know, I've had some issues with my health that I just couldn't see to. And I tend to, because this podcast, along with the fact that I started full-time work this year, was so demanding. And this was in the midst of us planning our Black Excellence event in Melbourne. So I was feeling really horrible, like, oh my God, I'm leaving these people. And I was just like holding on to it until I could tell you guys in real life, because I wasn't going to tell you while we're doing
the actual event. Yeah.
So I told you guys after a recording session.
She had a speech.
It was beautiful.
They're
going to
hate me.
It was so beautiful.
I was so scared that we weren't going to be cool. Like,
she literally thought she wasn't going to be a bridesmaid at my wedding.
The girl was shaking, bro. Like, as she got up her laptop, it was like, what the fuck is about to go on?
I hope we can still be friends.
Yeah, and we were just like, girl. Now we're ending. Like, whatever. Like,
I was like, oh, you know, we'll have to rebrand because I'm the only tips in this.
Yeah.
And we said we ride together, we die together.
Yeah, like, I told my boyfriend before, and he's like, oh, do you reckon they'll get like another issue if we go to rebrand? It's not so rude. For the kids. Like, you just get another clip.
Oh my gosh.
And then we were thinking about the logistics of what it'd be like, and then V was like, no, let's just wrap up.
Yeah.
Like, can we also preface this by the fact that in the beginning of the year, because we have been going hard for the last 3 years,
with
and
the idea that
the reward is not at the same level as, you know, the output.
Yeah.
So we decided that, look, we're going to go really hard this year. Gillian's got plans to do things. Yep. She's going on to her next chapter being all loved up and married. I'm just permanently an exhausted pigeon. So at the end of the day, literally, I was just like, you know, everyone kind of was like, we're going to go hard this year.
Yeah.
Try our best. See what happens. What sticks. And then, you know, this girl just added a little bit of sauce, added that extra, and we're just like,
time. I think if you didn't say anything, it just... We know that we needed to stop, but it just would have been hard because we've had so much happening at this time of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we probably would have stopped maybe like January when we didn't want, like, we'd be on break and be like, we're not coming back.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like you've said, and so it's kind of like, cool.
Let's put the wheels in motion.
Yeah. And literally our episode that day
was we talked about bowing out gracefully.
Yes.
And I was like, because I was actually thinking, like, if I leave...
Yeah.
I would have advised you guys to wrap it up soon anyway. Like, oh, like next year, like end of next year, don't push it further than that. Because honestly, like, what is there left to talk about?
Yeah. That's what I said.
No,
what
you're right. How we were struggling. Seriously.
And I said episode ideas.
Everything that needs to be said has been said.
Seriously. And I said that at the beginning of the year. I was like, I don't think we're going to be able to do episodes because we're actually going to have nothing.
We had a guest every episode.
Yeah. But still, no one wants that. And how we can't be talking about pop culture
every single week.
Like, it was. It's just. Knowing when to quit is so key.
Yeah. Very, I was just
when
about
I
to
told
say
you
that.
Guys, it was very much giving when your friend cancels the plans and then you will leave. Like, yeah, I actually don't
want to
go anyway.
Put on our bathrobe.
Sit down, go to bed.
That was like literally what we did mentally.
Super happy with our decision. I know a lot of you probably be shocked.
You mean the audience?
Yes.
Because guys.
Because we've told people here and there, the reactions have been very dramatic.
And then also, like, dramatic. People are like, oh, so what are you doing next year? When's the next event? And it's like,
So to all those people where they're like, oh, what's happening to you? What are you guys doing? And you guys saw my face. That was the face. Yes. But someone was like, oh, don't bow out now. Because I was just like,
why not?
I did. Because it's like, oh, you know, keep going hard at it. I'm like, nigga, are you doing anything?
Yeah. We have been going hard at it.
Exactly.
No one
understands. Until you do it, you don't understand.
It's so demanding, especially when you want to be more than just a podcast. Like, we were a brand.
Yeah.
We were like a collective. And it was just very demanding.
It really was.
With the, wanting it, we didn't want to just flop. We wanted to a certain quality.
Yeah. Definitely.
And that takes effort, time, money.
Money that we don't have. That's
getting
not
the
coming
right,
in.
Getting the right brand.
If y'all think we've been getting paid off this shit, think again. Yeah. Respectfully, like, because we haven't.
But we have collaborated with amazing brands.
Oh, yes,
even till now, we've won grants.
Yes, I know that, but I'm saying...
sounded like we've done everything for free.
No.
We've gotten money.
This shit is like paying our bills.
No.
I always say that.
Like, especially the actual podcast itself. No.
Until you stop working full-time, that's when you know that this thing is paying your bills, but we're still working
full-time. That's what I'm saying. The amount of work is not...
No, it doesn't
correlating to the money.
Yeah.
No,
of
the thing.
Course
it's
not.
Not paying. Like, it's not.
And obviously, we didn't go into it for money. We went into
it for course. But like,
but then we also realized how much effort is required.
Yeah.
And it's just not.
Yeah.
And also, there's only so much you can do
in this country.
For free.
Well, for free and in this country.
For free. Let's evaluate both.
And that kind of thing.
Free, yes. Like, yeah. It's hard. Like, with the amount of time that you have to give.
Yeah.
But also this country. Let's get into it.
I just don't know.
They're just lacking.
What else?
Just behind. Everything.
You say diversity, but it's not matching.
It's not. It's not.
And we. It's not like we're just sitting here waiting for people to come to us.
Oh. We're out there. We're out there. And it's not even just hustling. Out. We've got good connects. Exactly. Like, all this good type ideas. Of stuff.
Good ideas. Great ideas.
The concept... The way this girl has been on the Globe, putting things together, Rebecca and her words, like it's just like in
strategy, strategy upon strategies.
Oh my gosh!
Right. Yeah, it's full.
All of these ideas, if and we pitched them, but yeah, where does it go?
Unfortunately, just the country we're in.
Yeah, just lacking, just bro. Australia needs to get.
Yeah.
Get its shit together. But hopefully for the next lot of you, the next generation that wants to do podcasting or do that's media, you know, yeah. You know, just know that it does require a lot of effort. But, you know, the effort that we put in, we did get rewards
from.
But it's just, we can't sustain it. Yeah. It's just not sustainable right now.
Yeah, I'm... What are our like, peak and pits? Peak and then, like, lowest point.
So we're starting with peak?
Yes.
Whatever you want, baby.
Obviously, the JD campaigns. The actual events. The fact that I hadn't seen anyone else get to do an event, a whole event. Yeah, I've seen, obviously, JD's good at putting the culture on. So there's heaps of people that have been in campaigns, but we actually got a whole ass event. Twice, like where we got to curate everything in Australia. I think that was unheard of
For sure.
The reaction video highlight for me.
Yeah.
The one of our absolutely like our parents reaction to JD. Yeah.
That was really sweet.
Successfully putting two interns. Through,
and shout out to our interns.
Yes, who are doing amazing things.
Yep. Any lows?
About your pit? Do you want to come back and do the pit laugh?
Yeah, do the pit after.
Do your peak.
I mean, I echo that. I think definitely putting on back excellence. I feel like the way
that I was thinking that. Yeah, definitely.
Put... Like, it was really just Fufu and Tibbs that really put it
and
through.
And especially our Melbourne one. Like
That was, you're talking about the event
as well as the
putting
prompt.
It on.
Yeah, like the concept of it.
The concept
of
it.
And just us. Like, it's that no one else doing it.
And the progression of it as well. The fact that it came from, like, just an idea that, like, we were just like, we just want to spotlight black excellence in our community. First it started off with, you know, adding it at the end. Yep. Then it became post. And then it became in real life.
Yes.
I think that's major.
And definitely.
To see that concept grow and then come to life. And then all the support. That's what is actually like, wow, you guys really fuck with us. That's crazy. so that was really nice. And then I think personally for me, I just touched on it a little bit during like the
The episode.
Disruption. Yeah. Unfortunately, you guys probably didn't hear much of that because the sound was
like we were in a microwave.
So sorry we didn't promo that much, but that's the reason why. You literally couldn't hear anything. But honestly, like I always say, like within the last year, I really looked back at like when I became a mother. It was very soon after I got married. And also, like, the fact that I had them successively, concurrently, whatever, very close together, I don't realize how much of a toll that was on me and how much I was doing and mentally, you know, just how much of a struggle it was. Becoming a mother is, like, very earth-shattering. But I somehow... I feel like they always say this in motherhood, you lose yourself. And yes, you do 100%. And it's really hard. And even just to wake up in the morning sometimes is just hard. But like coming to the podcast was very, I think, grounding for me. It always kept me in tune with myself and who I am. Like I'm Mary. Like I still have these opinions. Yes, I'm a mom. But it just kept me, kept my identity intact, which I felt was really helpful.
even the days when I would sit here and my eyes were spaced out. like it's like, is Mary even there? But it was still like being in that environment was very helpful. Mm. And I'm glad that I kind of got to do it. Even I did, when I looked back, I was like, what a fuck time to do a podcast. Like,
yeah.
And especially on you guys as well, like carrying the load during that time is not easy. Mm. But I think I'm just grateful that I was like, had somewhere to go to, and I'm just like, talk and chat shit, chat pure and utter shit, and still enjoy and just kind of get like just, you know, 3 hours, 4 hours of solitude. So that was good. Nice. Not even solitude, that's the wrong word, but yeah,
definitely be away solitude.
from kids.
Yeah, all the highlights. Yeah. I don't know if I can add any more to it. Probably the lowest was.
Yeah, you're going to skip
that first. Oh, but I said all the. I agree with all the picks. Yeah, because like, yeah, I don't know what else to say. Actually, I've said this before, but like, my mum and dad. Like, I know my mum and dad are proud of me, but they don't really know what I do, especially my mum. So for her to now like label something to me,
see something tangible.
And like now when she sees people and then she introduces herself, she's like, I'm Gillian's mum. She's on Fufu and Tibbs, and I think that's kind of cute. And now because she can see it, like she can go on YouTube and see stuff, and now she's giving you feedback.
She's basically introduce yourselves,
like yeah, like seriously. So I think that's been really nice. Like as I said, I know that they're proud of me, but it's just this they can say, yeah. As we said, all the events and stuff like that. Not because this is the same as Afroeclectic, but I kind of have the same mindset. So I kind of feel like this is just a different chapter of doing the same, thing, just different.
Highlighting African right?
So,
Australian.
Yeah, so it's still presence. Like, and I feel like as much as I say, yeah, we're not going to do, I'm not going to do a podcast again, and I probably won't, but like I can still imagine myself doing something in this capacity.
Yeah,
right?
Like creative or
so,
creative.
Yeah, so. All of it, in that respect, all of it is always going to be a high for me, right? Mm. And then using my skills to really push stuff. So that's great. And I definitely think, like, lowest point.
We're not there yet, babes.
Oh, I thought we are.
No, Rebecca's going to do her highs.
Oh, but she went to low point.
No, I didn't.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry, sorry.
I really
sorry,
did.
I don't know why I thought that. Okay, sorry.
Listening, please.
Sorry. Apologies.
That was teacher mode.
Oh, gosh. Peak. Definitely, like, the elation of that first Nike collab.
Mm.
Like, we were just over a year into... just over a year into doing it. It was so cool. Like, the shoot was amazing. The experience of that was amazing. Like, the shoot. Even getting the photos back, I was like...
And the team we worked with.
Yeah, I think that's what really added it. Like, the team was just so amazing.
Shout out to team.
Seriously. Yeah, that was a great moment for us, I think. And it was right before that disgusting lockdown.
Yeah.
It was like it was actually a week
in the middle
of
all the lockdowns. Oh, it was perfect timing, right?
Yeah, it was really amazing.
And I guess that moment was kind of like, we can do this all the time. Like, this could actually be our life.
Come out
like,
and we can actually do things. That's So, yeah, just realizing that we could pull something like that off and we have that appetite and people fucked with us like that to come to it, and we saw that we could do something more with this platform, it was really amazing. The Black Excellence event in Melbourne that we had this year was really cool, like seeing people more so in my community and having people like it hits different when people that you don't know at all. Another high when someone walked up to me in the shops,
I remember
a bloody local shops, and she was like, "Can I have a selfie?" I was like, "What the fuck?" and it's just like, because at first you feel like it's just people that I know, like friends of friends.
Yeah,
like, actually gone outside of your circle.
Definitely,
it was. It's really cool, and I think about like people just sitting there listening to me and my friends talk shit.
Yeah, literally.
Do you know what? Another thing I thought of is people that you wouldn't talk to that are like definitely outside of your circle. Like, I have like an older cousin like who's in her 40s. Yeah, I see her, but I don't really talk to her. And then one day I saw her and she's like, I went to JD and I saw you.
Yeah.
And that was just kind of like, whoa. And like when I'd go to like weddings and stuff, younger girls who, there's no way I would ever speak to them because we're such a different age range.
They come up to
and
you.
And they'd be like, I saw you. Like, that's so cool. I think that's really beautiful.
Oh, another highlight. one of my partner's friends at a party told me that he was at Macquarie Centre and he saw a little black girl look like pointing to her.
That's so beautiful.
And he's like, oh, I was going to take a photo, but that's creepy. Like,
yeah, that's so beautiful.
Like, that was so heartwarming to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened with my nieces. Like, my older brother has a few girls, and then she was like, Auntie Mary, I think I saw you in the shops. Was that you? And I was like, aww, yeah, so it was cute. Me. She's like, wow. She literally was like, wow. And then I think she was like, oh, what do you do? Like, and then I was just like, oh, I just did it for a friend. So I don't remember what lie I made up. But I know. So I was just like, I just did it for a friend or something like that. But just getting that kind of reaction, like, it goes that back to that reaction video as well. Like, just seeing the, like, how it affects little young girls.
It's like literally the purpose of what we do.
Yes, for sure.
I mean? I feel like I'm really proud of us for truly having fulfilled that purpose, I think. Also, another thing is, like, using skills and, like, recognizing that what I can do is a skill.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's a big one for me. Yeah, and I think that that contributed with, like, my confidence overall going into the working space. Yeah, I think that's my peaks.
Yeah.
Not your pit, babes.
I mean, there's all the usuals with the sound and blah blah blah. We speak about that every time.
No, but because it's not enough. Like, I you should need to have understand. Like,
it was so for me, it was the sex episode where we're getting juicy, and this girl hadn't recorded any of it. The fucking cord wasn't
plugged in.
It wasn't plugged
and
in.
And the thing is, do you know what was happening? We get together. Every single we would leave Gideon's house at 3 a.m. What the hell was that? Anyway, we'd get together.
Kyrie would be on my teat. Literally on my teat.
The nether round with Micah.
Yeah.
One day.
Blow up mattresses.
No, our time management was disgusting. We were meant to meet up for the podcast to record at G's place at 11 a.m. And we left at 8.
Yeah, I remember. I think that was like the death episode or something. Seriously.
She had dinner plans. She wanted to go home first. She was late.
Yeah, I was still late.
What a mess.
Well, I was still late. Well, that's my pitch.
Recording my house.
We gave her PTSD for sure.
Yeah. I think, obviously, in the beginning, being my idea, I think at one point you each were not really in it. You took turns of not being fully invested.
Okay. Who was the worst?
Let me think of the order. Who did it start with?
Okay, it would have started with me.
You know, if you guys don't want, I'll just be out of it.
Shut up, bro. You literally took the most out of all.
But the thing is, it's also exposed. But I also think that wasn't a good time for me. Like, I just moved out. I'd started a new job. I needed my space. Then all of you will rock up.
I can't.
You know, and usually I can control my emotion, but it's like I had no space. Rocking up. I didn't have peace. And so, like, when I think about
sleeping
it.
Sleeping over.
It was just.
Every episode.
When I think about it, I'm just like wow, that was such a crazy time. Because, like, I can usually, like, control myself because I have space to be in control. I had no
But even
space.
Before you knew.
And even you that, I didn't want to do it. Like, I just didn't want to do it. Because it's just like.
You didn't want to be out there like that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I can talk, but it's not.
Not for public consumption.
Yeah, it's still not me. Like.
So started with Gillian, then it went to Mary because obviously she had kids. She was going through it. Yeah. You had a baby, then you had babies going through it.
Sorry. I just remembered the time when I got in the car and I started crying.
Oh, yeah.
That was bro! So
hormonal.
If I didn't tell you what was going on, oh, my God.
I already had a cold. I'm like, oh.
It was like I was pregnant and you left Kyrie with my mom and he was sick and my husband was away and I hadn't had good sleep that night and I was very I was very anxious during that pregnancy. I had a lot of anxiety during that.
You were
pregnancy.
Like 8 years pregnant, bro. He was ready to come out.
Oh, and then we went to the Den of Truth.
So Mary had her period where obviously she was being a mom, a wife. So she wasn't fully present. Then it went to Rebecca.
She even said your name wrong.
Oh my
when
god.
When was Rebecca's day?
You've had two.
Wow.
She's had annual leave
twice.
Wait. You've been keeping note. The way you said that.
I had it once.
Actually,
you?
No, twice.
No,
twice.
It's like.
Okay, the first one was
a proper one.
Yeah.
So we had to redo it.
You had annual leave, then you had sick leave.
Yeah.
She's like, redo it.
Annual leave and then sick leave.
The first one was definitely
when
annual
she told
leave,
us that she's taking time
break.
Off.
No, you guys. Okay.
And there was another one.
Okay. Yeah, but that was sick leave because it wasn't full annual leave. Do you know?
Look at this one. HR.
Just call me Erin.
Yeah, so I mean, we all had our.
We all. Yes. And then now it's you.
Yes, yeah, now yeah, it's me. Yeah, now yeah, it's yeah, come yeah, back to yeah. me. Yeah. And I'm, yeah, I've tapped out.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a pit for me because it was just like I was going at a pace that obviously was very high for a long time and trying to like, yeah, like, guys, you know, this is good. You know?
Yeah.
Bro, trying to convince you guys.
God bless you.
Yeah.
God bless you and Gabby because you guys kept it real for a while.
Mate. And when she honestly, tapped out and I had to do the stuff,
I know. Everything to Gillian.
No, I can't do this. I said I'm done. Like what? I said
honestly,
no. Like,
shout out.
I was actually shocked because it's like I'm also doing other stuff in the background. So then now that I have to now keep track of what she's been doing, I'm just like
on top of your own stuff.
I was like, this is way too much. What is happening?
And I think that's when the fire got under everyone's bum because it was not so centralized with you anymore. Yeah. Then Gillian was like, this is some bullshit. And then there was some vim.
Yeah, we've had hard conversations.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought it was
beautiful. Yeah.
I think we didn't take it to heart. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about it.
It's a lot. It was a lot. And I think, because I never really had a break, and then I was kept going, and you know, trying to convince people that. I mean, I didn't have to convince you. Everyone was just going through a season at different times, and now it's my season. But I feel like, that for me would have been the hardest because I also had bare things going on in the background. I just never really vocalized it. So that would be my pit.
Okay. Mary Margaret?
Oh, wow. You guys are actually, like, waiting for me.
Yeah.
Do you want one?
Remember we were crying on the phone?
Oh, bro. How could I forget? Thank you. Nah, me and Rebecca, we went to the stage.
I think I know this stage.
Yeah.
Was this when you were both on annual leave?
You just bonded.
No, but I
called her before that. Like, I can't do this.
And then she went on break.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised that you kept going. I was waiting because the way this girl was talking, I was waiting because I was like, so.
Yeah.
Are you gonna say something?
I just kept crying. No. Oh. I was definitely crying. Yeah. Like, bro.
Because things were going on in the background for you as well.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Very ghetto season.
Oh, good. Like, I feel like this year I'm coming out of it. Like, now this year I'm like, oh, yeah, let me answer these emails.
I know, Mary's
but
on
bro,
it. This
before,
year.
Oh, nah. Honestly, like, what the fuck? But, yeah, I think, like, I just was, like I said, when I was going through it, I was just trying to get through it. But I wasn't managing well. I wasn't managing work well. Mm. I wasn't managing my home life well. I wasn't managing myself well. Mm. This podcast wasn't going well. So it was just all a shit show. It was just a mess.
Rough time.
And so there was a time where I think you were just... You just called me out of like, just to see how I was, I think.
Yeah.
And I was just like, girl, I'm going through it. This is hard for me. Like, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. And then you also shared your heart. And then we just bonded over the fact that shit is hard.
Mm. Yeah, it's so hard.
It was really hard. So that was
late night calls. We're like, what the heck is this? Yeah. We need to stop.
No, seriously.
Honestly.
There's a reason why we're so happy with this choice.
Yeah! We're feeling so content.
I feel like I've been in bondage. Like, seriously. And not in like, I know, but like since the day that we said, the way I've been feeling free. Yeah, yeah, like true. When I finish work, I just sit on the couch. Like, I barely have time to sit on the couch that much. Yeah. But sometimes I'll just sit in front of the TV for an hour and I'm like, I don't need to think about anything. Honestly, like, I don't need to do other things.
And Lord would see me on my laptop till 1 a.m. Yeah. Doing this, doing that, trying to string sentences together after showering these niggas fighting with me so that they're going to go to sleep. I'm like, bro, why am I going from one struggle to the other? And then, like, you just feel like it was a weight. And also, like, the fact that it's like, oh, Fridays are reserved for Fufu and Tibbs. It's like my girls will be like, oh, let's go out for this. I'm like, I have to go record.
I was still booking things. And then I'll be like, I've got plans. Then I'll get them. Vanessa will be like, but we book every Friday.
Exactly.
I just knew for my own just Fridays. It's the
and
only
we travel
time.
Far.
We were traveling on weeknights. Oh,
the weeknights were bad. I don't know why we ever thought that was.
The Fridays was killing me.
I was really struggling. I was.
Guys, remember when we tried to do a pottery event?
That was the low, low. That was the pits.
That was on the ground.
Vanessa and I booked the venue.
It was Vanessa and I. But like Vanessa and I discussed it.
I wouldn't go by myself and do it by myself, please.
I don't have that confidence to do it by myself.
I went there.
Remember, we had
you guys went
two
there.
Facilitators flake on us.
Facilitators. It just wasn't the too hard basket.
Yeah, it was.
And
too
I went to pottery like 3 weeks ago with my girlfriend, and I get it.
It's been triggering.
No, it was fun. I was like, this would have been nice, but I get.
But it's quite.
I get it's a lot. Yeah. It is a lot. All the glazing and the this and that. I'm like, fair enough.
There's actually a place I walked past in Parramatta like. Yesterday, there was a place in Parramatta.
Yeah,
there was probably like, I don't know, eight people. Yeah. Like, it just wasn't.
Yeah, I've never seen it be.
Yeah, it's always an intimate class. There was like no more than, eight people.
But we obviously weren't trying to do the full experience. We're just trying to do, you know, like.
Yeah.
It would have been a lit event, though.
Yeah.
We had good plans for that.
What did we call? Oh, actually,
no.
Let's keep that. Let's keep that. Sorry.
Please.
But that was definitely a low. Lowy low.
I remember I just came from somewhere, work trip or something, and you guys told me over the phone, you're like, oh, you haven't seen the email, have you? I came in happy.
Because we had discussions, we had made
and he was so
we had looked far and wide to get that person.
Honestly. Yeah, and we were looking at supplies.
Yeah.
We had gotten quotes.
Seriously.
Yeah. Seriously.
We paid the deposit.
That deposit is still deposited. I know.
Charity donation at this point.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Charlie. What about. Sorry. Were there more pits?
Oh, yeah, I got bear pits.
Oh, okay. Go.
But no.
I already said my pit.
Like, that entire last semester of uni was hell. Like, that was like one of the darkest periods of my life. Like, I realize now that because at the time, right, I was like, I mean, we're not working full time. I remember there was a time where we were meant to be taking turns editing, right? And something went wrong every time. I edited 5 episodes in a row. I remember one day, it was the night before, because we were like, we have to upload no matter what. And I had an assignment due, and then someone was like, Audible fucked up. So I submitted an assignment late.
Just to upload episode.
That's why the breakdown was coming. It was so pending. Yeah. I really wish I just expressed that earlier. Now that I look back, this is one thing to say. Okay. Now that I look back, I realize that I was really abusing my meds to get by. I was really abusing them. Like, I take them, then I have to do an all-nighter. So I take them again to stay up. Then I take another dose.
And that's how you were meant to take it, obviously.
You're meant to take one a day. The maximum dose of Vyvanse for a person, for a human being in a day, that's like not lethal, is 100 milligrams. And what I would do, I'd take 50 milligrams in the morning. That'd get me through the day, obviously. Then I'd have stuff to do for this or assignments, because I'd use a day to do stuff for the podcast. Then I'd have to do an all-nighter for that. And to keep me up all the next day, because I was in class on campus 4 days a week.
Yuck.
So in my system, I had 150 milligrams in my little 5'2" body. And for any adult, it's meant to be 100 milligrams.
Yeah, that's terrible.
No sleep. The social media stuff before I had our intern
was insane.
Almost was entirely on me and V.
Mm.
We'd have like 2-hour meetings. about content for
and
the week.
And the content was content. Oh, like, you guys content. Were always oh, having dang. Something.
And honestly, I really ate with a lot of the content. Like, I was like, damn, this is actually really good. When I look back at it, when I wasn't, like, you know, on a freaking Vyvanse-induced fucking cum, whatever, like, I was just...
Come
down,
sorry. Oh, sorry, okay.
Not orgasm. Yeah, like, when I look back, I'm like, that's actually such a good idea. Like... Go off to me, and I did a bloody Excel spreadsheet. Like, it was just fucking so much. And then by July, I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And then the fact that I had no job lined up, and it's like, it's kind of like the thing of being famous but broke. Mm. But I wasn't famous, but you know what I mean? Like, I was out here doing events. I'm like, babes, I've got no money in my account. Yeah. I don't have a job.
Yeah.
And it was just so much. And I decided to really resent the podcast. I'm like, this thing's taking me away from what I'm meant to be doing. Yeah, that was definitely my pit.
Like, can I add to another pit?
Yeah, go on.
Doing design work.
From the beginning, I like doing design. Who else is going to do it, bitch? When I look at stuff
now, I'm like, this, of course, looks hella beautiful.
Yeah. And the fact is, like, if somebody else does it, this girl, she's going to be on their ass. No, 2 centimeters to the left. Align right. It's just like, bruh.
I really do don't yourself. Like it. Like, even now in my job, I hate doing it.
Do you do it now in your job? Yeah,
and I hate
Look
it.
Look how it's come back to home.
I know,
right?
But I did it. I took it on purpose because I wanted to make sure that I still had the skill.
Yeah, fair.
So I've got an end date, and the way that I'm counting down to the end date, but doing the design stuff was hard because I just...
You hate it.
Mentally, I just was tapped out doing it. So, yeah.
On other people, that's really funny. At the beginning, when we started recording and you guys were being very dead, Vanessa would take me aside and be like, Rebs, please bring the energy.
Did I do that? Yeah.
You're like, they're all very exhausted. Because it was like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
and
we were recording crazy time.
And then he was like, please ridiculous. Just bring the energy. And I was like, yeah. And then you guys were like, and then it didn't, the sound was disgusting anyway.
The sound was so bad. Yeah, I was running on zero sleep. Like, what was that?
Because now we're like a lot more lively and we even record quite late now. Yeah. But those times... Nah, man.
It was really hard. And also, like, adjusting to this with full-time work as well.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And,
that's
like, true. I remember when we started recording, because I used to work in the city at my other job. I'd come straight from recording, and, like, I was in the office 5 days a week.
Yeah.
That was
was disgusting. So like, we leave at 1 a.m. from here, and I had to be there at 8 a.m. in the morning in the city.
I don't know how you did it.
Me neither. But
you know
when did we do weekdays ones? We only done weeknights when you got a job.
But we had to record.
Sometimes we'd record during the week.
Mid-week. Yeah.
Because we wouldn't be able to do.
It's a Thursday night.
Sometimes we'd record like Tuesdays.
It was a Thursday night. Yeah.
And then sometimes Wednesdays. Because
when someone was going away, we'd have to.
Yeah, we'd have to.
That era of freaking batch recording. Oh my God.
Thank God we're
still. And some of it was dead by the end it came out. It's so bad. Oh, yeah.
We should just record episodes at the person on holiday. Like, we should just...
We always said that. I don't feel comfortable.
We always wanted to be sisterhood and just stay together.
Oh, my gosh. I think we always... we always
Like convenience. So I was like, look, just record
Just record without me.
Yeah.
Be fine.
What a time.
Oh, Lord, Lord, and Lord.
Any more pits?
Pits.
You said you had heaps, so I was like,
"Oh, that was just like my ultimate." Rebecca
could do a whole episode by herself on pits. Yeah. Pits.
Also, the sound issues.
Yep, standard.
That one's collected.
The difficulties.
Oh my God! Oh, editing far out, fucking audition crashing every. Oh my God, audition and me, we have beef. There's been so many times where I finished cutting, editing everything after this person has said, hey, in the middle of a sentence, after this person has been like, is it time for, And then our audition will be like, I can't do shit for you right now. Restart. And you have to start it all over again.
That's
audition was disgusting.
I have to give you props. You've done well. You've done really well.
Guys.
Like,
well.
When you said you were taking it, I was like,
She didn't. She was reluctant.
Yeah, but
you were like, can I do something else? It's like, and we were all like, no, that's actually the thing you can actually be consistent with.
Yeah,
you remember?
Yeah. Because at the time as well, this is a pit. Because at the time as well, it was so apparent what everyone's like skill was.
You felt like you didn't.
So
have
I was
any
like, email. I don't have anything to contribute, guys.
Which you did.
But yeah, because you were all marketing strategy. The words. Yours was the design. So I was just like, what am I supposed to do? I guess. Something came
also
from it.
Like
project management,
just,
I guess.
Yeah, like collaborating with external parties has been challenging at times.
Very challenging. We noticed that we are actually very special in the way that we work, like our work ethic.
Yeah, and our
ideas, how we execute.
Our pizzazz.
Yeah.
And the quality of how we want to execute things as well.
We've got the source for sure.
Yeah. Definitely.
Sorry, there might be another one like us. Rest in peace to the bitches that's dying to be me. Anyway, but thank you so much for rocking with us, guys.
Man.
Yeah,
definitely.
I cannot believe that we have this many people.
Four good years.
People supporting.
Yeah, rocking up to our events, listening, commenting on our stuff, like
giving up
even
ideas.
Even in person. This ideas. Person said last week that they wanted to start advertisements on our show, so sorry to this man.
I know. Yeah, we'll be sending you all our emails and stuff. You would receive them by then.
Man.
But we're still here.
We're not
falling. Look at Rebecca's face. I said we're still here. Her face is states up to
We them. Say we're still here, but we barely even check emails.
I've like, been replying. I just don't tell you guys.
More than
We were mentioning an email. I said Mary's replied. I saw.
Nah, we're not falling off the face of the earth. It's just obviously we're not going to look the same. But I feel like we want to not pay it forward. Nigga, we've done a lot.
We've
done a lot.
Yeah, someone else do something.
We've done a lot.
And always, like we've said, the community is always at the front of what we do.
Our people.
Every day.
Yeah. Everything we did was for
the community.
For us. And I think, 100%. It's about someone else taking the reins. And like, we're here in the sense that for support, advice, all of
that
stuff.
Please reach out to any of us individually or even on the podcast page. Like, it's not like it's going to go dark.
Yeah.
Like, it's been super, super amazing. Like, the support we've received.
For sure.
We're just really grateful for these past almost 4 years.
It's been a beautiful journey.
It's been so beautiful. I can't even put it into words.
Yeah. It's something I'm really proud of.
And groundbreaking.
Truly. So proud of it.
Truly groundbreaking. I get to show, our kids when they can understand.
I love the fact that's a high for me, for sure. Like, the fact that we have those posters from our JD events and,
when
they hear me, editing and, they just see me on my laptop all the time. So they're just like, Mommy, are you working? Are you working? They notice Auntie Gillian's voice. They'll be like, is that Auntie Gillian? So I think for me as well, just the fact that, your mommy can do things, okay? She works, she cooks, she cleans, but she also could put on a wig and look good and talk real good too, know? And I feel like the thing about fear and putting yourself out there and having the confidence to do things, like we said just then, I didn't think that I really had those apparent skills that you needed to do things. But, just putting yourself out there and learning new skills.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
I definitely think. Thing. I look forward to being you guys' friend.
Outside of this.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's another high. I know I'm backtracking. Just the storytelling that's come from this.
Straight from the pot. Oh, yeah. That's something I'm really proud of.
Yeah.
Being able to interview our parents or close family, friends, hearing that. And that archive is going to live there forever.
Yeah, that is so true.
When they're not here, we can always listen back.
Auntie Sylvie keeps telling me to send links for it because she's like, I need to send it to somebody to listen.
Oh, really?
She's like, I've lost it.
It's beautiful.
I actually, that's very true because when I did it, I found out a lot of things about my parents because, my parents are divorced, so they don't really talk about their time together that much in a good way. But, listening about the things about how they, how they got together and everything that they went through. And then also, you guys don't know this, obviously, because I didn't release it, but after we did that migration story one, my dad also, I got him to record his life story as well.
That's so good.
And it was just such a I just, I can't even put it into words because I was just so thankful that I had this to be the catalyst.
Yeah.
Because I remember saying, like, to you guys, when my dad, when I told my dad this proposal to talk about his immigration story, he's like, yeah, I have a story to tell. And he really did. Like, he's been through some things. But I think that to capture it and also just kind of it live there and him to get it out.
Yeah, definitely.
I think was really good. That's for a good us. Idea. That was a very like cathartic process, I think, for him as well.
I love that.
Oh, yeah, gosh, I feel like I'm right. That's very beautiful.
Mm. Yeah, so I am grateful for that.
I think I want to do that with my mom. Yeah, she was like, "Oh, why are you only doing dads?"
Yeah. Why did we?
But it's probably got more of the interesting story too, because I can actually remember things.
Oh wow! Nah, some of the details is crazy.
Yeah,
but yeah, you're very right. And also, like the things that we talked about on the pod and how they became catalysts for real life conversations.
Yeah,
as well. Like my cousin would call me and be like, "You talked about this on the pod," and like, you know, I just want to talk about it with you. And I was just like, what the hell? Really? And then especially, the one about funerals and deaths and things.
Yeah, those type of things.
We are parents' insurance plan.
Agreed.
And really putting that into motion and really, like, thinking about that.
Right.
And putting things into motion to kind of be like, all right, let's get our big girl panties on.
Definitely. Because I don't really understand is, I guess Africans are superstitious, but like Western white people do, like they life think about all these things all the damn time. So like, why can't we?
Mm.
And actually, do you know, funnily enough, I listened to a podcast where this woman was talking about her dad died when he was like 61 and she was like in her teens. But she said that her dad had put everything in place that her mom was able to raise 5 kids by herself quite easily because her dad had like, and it's not like her dad died all of a sudden. It wasn't like he was sick and stuff like that. He just prepared them. I don't know if he was an accountant. I don't think he was an accountant, but he just managed money. Yeah, and then set them up. And so she was like, we were fine. Like, yeah, it was hard for my mom.
Emotionally,
financially, we were fine because my dad had put everything in place. And I'm like, that's how it should be. Because time and time again, we just watch people in our community pass away. And you're just like, they didn't have this. They're in debt. This is coming issue. And it's just like, why?
Oh, mate.
So it's just freaking reminiscing.
Every family has like a thing of like the fight after someone died to scattering for their stuff. I'm like, if you had a will.
I don't know what it is.
It's because they think it's superstitious, like you're instigating death. Yeah. So, you know, actually.
But they're the same ones that will say, I'm going to die.
Or when I die, you lie.
Yeah, exactly.
So a few months ago, we went to like a 1 year thing at a cemetery, right? And I was walking and my mum and aunties were in a car and there were like those bigger plots where they put families in. Like, you know how like
pots. Yeah, my family
like
has that.
Like, yeah, so like when you walk past, it's like their family. And then some of them were empty and some of them maybe had one person. And I was walking past and then I stopped them and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool that they have this. And then one of my aunties is like, just buy your parents one. And I was like, oh, but my parents want to be buried in different places. So like it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
And then the other auntie was like, so I was meant to go to a wedding that day. Well, I did go to a wedding. And then the other auntie's like, Gillian, didn't you say you have a wedding to go to? And I said, yeah. Why? What's the problem now? And she's like, well, some people are uncomfortable about the conversation you're having, so I suggest that you just go.
What?
Yeah. And I was like,
uncomfortable about
because what? Of what I said about the plot.
Saying about the plots.
Yeah.
Do you know it's more economic?
Seriously. And so I was like, and then later after I said to my mom, I was like, that was really weird because like,
that is
I wasn't instigating anything. I just said, this is something you should like
think about.
I said it was something cool. Like, I didn't even say you should get it, but I just said it's something cool. And it's like, this is, if you want your family to be together or like you and your partner, this makes sense. But she really just took it.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, that like, I'm like basically instigating that people in that car or whatever are dying or that should die or whatever. And I was like,
the only thing assured in life is death, my
exactly.
people.
Exactly.
Basically.
Mate.
Yeah.
Get it together.
I'm glad that we at least could facilitate a conversation about
that. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
At least make people feel heard in their frustration about it. Like, so.
And also if they've been thinking about it but don't know how to communicate it, they've at least heard it.
Vocabulary for it, yeah.
Nazi.
And anything else, y'all?
We love you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We can't thank you enough.
And Fufu and Tips out.
We out, baby.
We won't catch you in the next episode.
That's so true.
Love you guys.
Bye, bye, bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.